Hello there, this is Dave Allen, Wizard Gold, and it's time to talk about the Apple Watch. Well, I've had it for a couple of weeks now, and I really, really like it. I think it's the first one in Spain. It could even be the only one in Spain, but maybe not, I don't know. They're not available in Spain yet, and I had to go over to England. Well, I didn't actually go over to England specifically to buy the Apple Watch. I was over there for a wedding, and I ordered it, and I was able to get it on day one and arrive there at my mum's house, and I was able to just pick it up and just start using it. And I'm delighted with it. It's a brilliant little tool. I really get a lot of use out of it. I use the iPhone a lot at work, and I'm able to leave it in my pocket now, and I get better battery use out of the iPhone because I'm not picking it up and using it and looking at the screen all the time, which drains a battery. And everything's looking really nice. Well, I use the timer a lot to set timers, and it's great to be able to just press a button, set the timer, and it sorted out very quickly and easily for me. I use the alarms on there as well, and that's kind of nice. I like using one or two third-party applications. Day one's very good. Day one is great because I can quickly put a quick marker in my day one application by sort of saying, pressing a button and it says I'm at work or I'm doing eating dinner or whatever. There's six things you can sort of do quickly like that, and that's quite nice. There's another one where you press a button and it will put in a photograph. So if you've taken a photograph in the last hour, what it will do, it will bring that in, put it into the post, and it will let you add some text into it as well. So I'll do that once in a while. That's quite useful. And once again, you can't really put in a lot of text in there, but it does give you the chance to put in a bit of a marker, and you can go into the application on the iPhone or onto the Mac at a later stage and add more text, more ideas, more sort of things to add to the original sort of starting point for that post, which is kind of nice. So that's day one. I'm also using an application called Heyday. Heyday is pretty good because what it does, it automatically creates posts from places you are at. It'll automatically create posts from photographs you've taken. So obviously you've got to be at a place to be able to create a photograph. So take a photograph and you get the chance to add a title to it later, and you can add text to it later as well. And Heyday is working out pretty good. It's a nice little application for a bit of life logging. I'm still trying to work out how the best ways to get those information out of that application to look at later, to do searches and so on. Really what I'd like is I'd like to be able to export it out of there and put it into day one. So I've got all my information, all my life logging in one place so that I can search it at the later stage. But at the moment it's kind of, it's good anyway. So what else am I using it for? The health applications are really, really good. I like the fact that it tells me to stand up if I've been sitting down for too long, because it's really very easy to sit at my computer and an hour goes by without even sort of, seemed like it was a blink of an eye. And the watch telling me to get up and stand up and move around a bit, it's a good thing. It stops me from being so sedentary. It's a funny word to say that, isn't it? Sedentary. Anyway, so I get up and I have a walk around and I'm getting fit. And what else we've got? That's the standing part of it. We've got the part where you do some exercise. He recommends 30 minutes of exercise per day. And anything over a brisk walk will be counted. Sometimes it seems like I'm actually doing some walking because I walk a lot while I'm at work and it's not counting. But maybe I'm just not walking fast enough. I'm just sort of strolling along. And I have to actually move a bit and get the heart rate up before it actually sort of records something or other. And then there's the calorie counter, so it records the calories. And I suppose this must be connected to the heart rate monitor. So you're moving along and it counts calories. And some days it seems like it takes a bit of work to get those calories counted. I'm on 750 calories at the moment. That's how much it recommends I should be using. I started off at 600, and then after the amount of calories that I was using during the first week, it recommended I changed it. It actually said that I should go up to about 800 or 900, but I thought that was too much. So I adjusted it downwards to something manageable. And there was only one day when I didn't make the calorie count for the day, and that was on a Wednesday, and that's my day off. And I tend to have a lazy day on those days, and that's a good thing to do, have a lazy day and sit down and relax and recuperate for the week, as it were. So that's the Apple Watch for the heart rate and stuff like that. Anyway, I'm feeling a bit fitter for using all of that, and I'm quite pleased with that. And I've just added a couple more applications on there. I've put Quip on there, which is a way to take notes. And I'm also looking at OneNote. I have Drafts on the Apple Watch. Drafts is my notes application that I prefer to use when I'm on the iPhone. And, in fact, on the iPad as well. It's a good application because you can, you know, throw something there quickly. You can... I use it for those quick notes that I, you know, want to sort of just get something in there. Quip, on the other hand, that's a thing where you can do sort of sharing and so on. And I'm looking at a way of maybe I can use it for work where I'm sharing information while I'm working. And I can have a website open on the computer inside the reception at work. And then I can quickly sort of send a note in to the people at, in, inside the reception. So I'll have a look and see if that can be used. OneNote, I've heard a lot of people saying good things about it. I haven't really got into it. For note-taking, I'd be more likely to use Evernote. Although I'm finding that I've bumped up to the limit on the amount I can put in for this month. So there's limits on that, which are a bit annoying. I did have a premium account for a while where there's no limit on it, but it costs so much per year. And the premium account I had before came in with a bundle. I bought some applications and there was about a year and a half of premium. And it was worth having, but as I say, I don't really want to pay out the full price for it at the moment. So that's Evernote, OneNote. I've got Quip that I can put notes into. I mean, I can do other things as well. I mean, I've also got Clear, which is from, I don't know, Mac something or other. Mac, I don't know what they're called now, that company that make those. But anyway, that application Clear is really good because you can do quick sort of to-do thingies and have reminders to go with it as well. There is a reminders app on the phone and the watch as well, which I don't use often, but it's kind of good where you have that location thing, so you can say, remind me when I get home. And it's a location-based reminder, so when you get home, the reminder will pop up. I've used that a few times, quite like that, actually, because I was... this is an example of how you can use it. I was switching off my Wi-Fi on my phone when I was at work, because with the Wi-Fi being switched on and having no Wi-Fi available, I was saving on battery by turning it off. But when I got home, I wanted to be able to have it turned back on again, and I was always forgetting. So having the reminder saying, turn the Wi-Fi on when you get back home, it was a good thing. And so that's another use there. The watch there, it's the one with the blue band. It's the aluminium one. And well, I'm quite happy with it. I've been thinking that maybe I'd like to have had the stainless steel one, because at some point in time I like the idea of getting the Milanese loop. And if you get in one of the Milanese loops, then it's not a good idea really to put it onto an aluminium watch, because the two metals react against each other. So it's better to use steel with steel. And maybe when version 2 of the watch comes out and I get one and I pass this watch on to my wife, maybe I'll think then about getting the stainless steel one next time round. Because most certainly, if there is a better version of the watch comes out, I will get it, because I've enjoyed using this so much. And I really would like my wife to have one of these as well. Because, you know, it is with women. They have their iPhones and whatever phones they have, and they stick them in the bag and they never hear them. So it'd be kind of nice to be able to have the watch on my wife's wrist, and I can send her a message directly. I mean, she's a teacher anyway, so she has to kind of hide the watch. Sometimes she doesn't even take it into class with her, because of the fact that she tells the students that phones are not allowed in class, and it wouldn't be good for her to have a phone sort of ringing and stuff like that and answering the phone when she's in class, when she's told them not to use one. But if she's got the watch on and it's on the same Wi-Fi, and the watch could be on a wrist there, and the phone could be in a bag inside the teacher's room. And I think it should work that she'll still get the message, you know, because it's on the same Wi-Fi. That would be quite good. So she could have a quick look at the watch and see that my message is not that important, but she'd like to have seen it anyway. And then she will be able to keep in contact. I'm at the campsite at the moment, and the noise you can probably hear in the background is some couple of magpies. They're cheeky magpies, these. There's a cat. They're terrorising a cat, I think, and they're sort of teasing it or something. So they're making this sort of noise. Sort of, the cat's sort of trying to jump at it, and of course, I can stay out of the way very easily. I think the cat's going to get fed up and not bother with it. So that's the Apple Watch. I'm really enjoying it. The other thing that is different since I was last talking on this little podcast of mine is I've got a new Renault car, and it's got one of these touchscreens in it. And it's great. I really like it. A nice bit of technology in there. I've got the cruise control in there. I've got the speed limiter, so I can set a limit of speed. So I'm going through Barcelona, and in the tunnels there, as you go through Barcelona, you've got to keep below 80 kilometres per hour. So what I could do is I could set the limiter on there, so that to keep it down to below a certain speed. And that's quite good, that is. If you need to blast past the speed, so maybe you need a blast of acceleration to be able to get past something or something like that, you can do that. You just floor the pedal. It goes past a point where there's a little bit of resistance, and it will go over the speed limit that you've set yourself. I don't tend to do that very much. I prefer using the cruise control on there, and then using the little buttons on the steering wheel to move it up and down. But at the same time, it would be rather nice if I could put the cruise control on there. So set the cruise control at the 80, and then have the. It'd be great if I had adaptive cruise control. So have radar on the front of the car, and it would change the speed that I was running at depending upon the car in front. So if the car in front was going slower, say it was going at 70 kilometres per hour, I'd be able to, the car would just know, and it would just go slower for me. So that would be nice, but I don't have that on this little Renault. In fact, I was thinking yesterday, it would be rather nice on this Renault if I was able to just get into the car and say to it, like I can say things to my watch and to my phone, I'd be able to go in there and say, set the cruise control at 80 kilometres per hour, and it would do it for me. Or I could get in there and say, connect up to the iPhone and play a certain song for me, or play a certain podcast. There's going to be that sort of thing possible at some point in time with Apple CarPlay. I don't have Apple CarPlay at the moment, so I've got this touchscreen in there, but it's got its own proprietary system. But I'd rather use Apple Play, or CarPlay as they call it, and have all the sort of features that I'm used to and the way that I'm used to them in the touchscreen in the car. The car, the electronics of it is great. I mean, it's a bit annoying sometimes to get in there and I have to wait a couple of minutes for it to pair up. I mean, I can use Bluetooth in there so that I don't have to have any wires sort of connecting up the phone, but it takes time for it to pair up and connect as I get in there, and I'm a bit impatient, so I tend to connect it with wire. In fact, the thing we connect up with wire is that the connection is stronger anyway. So, for instance, you know, the volume out of the phone comes, if I'm playing a podcast, for instance, the volume comes through the car system louder if I'm connected up with the wire rather than using Bluetooth. So, anyway, so it'd be kind of nice anyway to have Apple CarPlay in the car. And at some point in time, yeah, we will have that thing where we've got all these things where you just go in there and talk to your car. So, for instance, you could say, I'm on the motorway, and it will set it up for the correct speed for the motorway, the volume setting right for the motorway, and so on. And you wouldn't have to have loads and loads of buttons that you have to press. On the car, I've got a little button which is down in the sort of centre console, as it were, if I want to set the cruise control and the speed limiter. So push it forward for speed limiter, push it back if I want the cruise control. And then after that, I can just press a button on the steering wheel to set the speed that I want to go at. It works really well, and I like it. And I've got a couple of other buttons on the steering as well. One is an R, and one is a zero, so R is for resume speed control, and the zero is to stop speed control, and that works out pretty well too. I love this car. In fact,
I love it more than the Mercedes I used to have. I had a Mercedes, E320. It was a lovely car, it was. It was great, and it got some nice bits and pieces in there. But the technology on this little Renault is better than that, and it's just as comfortable, and it's just as nice to drive as that Mercedes I had. Isn't it great when technology and things get better and better, and our lives become easier because we've got these things that we can use? And I say, this started off as a podcast about talking about the Apple Watch, but I've talked about cars as well. And at some point in time, all of these things are going to converge together. And one more thing before I go, I've got some books on Amazon under the Good and Geeky brand. One book is about security for email. It tells you how to use PGP and step-by-step guides. I've got another book in there which is about writing and how to get the ideas out of your head. It's a writer's workflow, and it's called the Good and Geeky Writer's Workflow. And then I've got the Good and Geeky Photography book as well, which I'm talking about using Aperture mostly, but I'm going to have to update that because there's been a new application come out from Apple called Photos. And Aperture, it's still available to be used. It's a good application still, and I'm going to be using it myself for probably another year, I suppose. But it's not been updated, and at some point in time, I have to start just using the Photos app. And in a year's time, the Photos app will have been upgraded some more, and it will have some more features in there, and hopefully all the plugins I've got that work with Aperture at the moment, I'll be able to use with Photos app. So anyway, so I've got a couple of books in there. I've got another book that's going to be coming out soon called Good and Geeky Life Logging, about journaling and how to do that, and to use, you know, video and audio and make your journal a bit more interesting and make your life more interesting as well, and doing it with life logging and journaling. So this is Dave Allen, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.